Christians around the world are gathering this morning to rejoice and remember the central miracle of our faith, that Christ Jesus was raised from the dead. That one miracle changed the whole history of the world. That one miracle has both universal and specific meaning. Christ died and was risen to new life so that we, too, can have new life. And the resurrection to which we are called is not simply something that happens after our death. We have also been given new life right now. Every time we come together to confess our sin, we're given new life. Every time we come together to share this bread and this cup, we're given new life. Every time we share one another's joys or sorrows, we're given new life. In reality, having life after death is the smaller miracle. The larger miracle is that new life that Christ's sacrifice gives us right now as we live on this earth. Our past sins don't have to hold us back from doing God's work now, and that's a miracle. Our brokenness and our inability to do all that we want does not exempt us from doing God's will here and now. The miracle is that often it's specifically because of our brokenness that God most needs our service. The miracle is that we don't have to be as perfect and as strong and as wise as Jesus to do Jesus' work in the world. The miracle is that we must not be an imitation of Christ, but rather we must be fully ourselves to do that which God calls us to do. And do not be fooled, because God has called you and you and you and you and you and you and you. Every one of you who is sitting in this chapel today, no, you have been called. You have been called by God to do work that only you can do. If you don't do it, it won't get done in the history of the world. And it doesn't matter if you're one of Harcourt Parish's faithful members who comes to every single service, or whether you're here just at the invitation of a current crush and you don't really believe all this stuff. You, individually, were created and loved into being by God. And you, specifically, were given gifts and a life that is like no one else. And you, particularly, from those skills and life experiences, have something to offer the world that no one else can. You have something that someone else needs. You have something that the world needs. You have something that has the power to transform a life, to change the direction of modern research, to continue salvation history. Because you see, Jesus did not complete the work of the resurrection during his time on the earth. Jesus began the work of the resurrection. Jesus overcame the power of death. But there still is much brokenness and bitterness and horror in the world. And all of us, Everyone, faithful and unbelieving, has been given a part to play in the ultimate redemption of the world. And those of us who are willing to call ourselves followers of Christ have signed on to take part in that redemption and resurrection process. That injustice that you see in the world that makes you so angry is an invitation from God to participate in the resurrection of the world. That pain you feel for a friend in crisis is an invitation from God to participate in the resurrection of the world. That ability to sit with the dying, or to play with adults with severe handicaps, or to work at a phone bank for a cause you believe in, they are all gifts that you have been given to be a participant in the redemption of the world. The redemption of the world only began at Jesus' resurrection. That work continues through our own lives. May we be empowered to embrace our gifts and our brokenness. May we be given the clarity to see the places in the world that most need those gifts and that brokenness. And then may we have the courage to share ourselves and to participate in the resurrection and the redemption of the world for all time. Amen.